Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hey, Aviana. There was $56 taken out of my account yesterday on the 6th.
All right, could I have your zip code?
02740.
First and last name?
Sherry Showcamp.
I found an account here, match your name, because you verify your address.
30 Manuel Ave.
All right, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So just give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
So I see here that you want to process a fraud claim.
But yes, I want that money put back in there immediately.
So do you remember purchasing the KitchenAid mixer for $5.74?
Yeah, so why was that $56 taken out of my account?
Because there was a subscription also included in those charges. So I'm not going to be able to process a fraud claim. If you do remember purchasing the initial product, I can get the account canceled for you and do a 35% refund.
And when was that going to be put back in my account?
So I can go ahead and process it as of today. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. And how much is going to be put back?
It's a 35% refund.
What? Which is going to be how much?
Give me 1 second. I can calculate it.
Okay. This is insane.
So it'll be $19.93.
What?
Yes, ma'am. I can't process it as a fraud claim because you did purchase the initial product.
I purchased it?
Yes, ma'am. When you purchased the product for $5, you enrolled in the subscription because it was stated in the terms and conditions.
I didn't order anything.
So you're saying that you didn't purchase the product, ma'am?
No.
Do you remember purchasing the KitchenAid mixer for $5.74?
I do not, hon. I do not. This is ludicrous. This is crazy.
Okay, so earlier you stated that you did purchase the product, so that I wasn't able to process the fraud claim. Now I can do a 50% refund for you, though.
That's fine.
All right, is there anything else I can do?
Well, no, I want to know when this is going to get back into the account.
Within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so now it's 50%. Now how much is that going to be? Oh, my goodness sake.
$28.47.
What is it?
$28.47.
$28. You took out 56.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I want 56 put back.
So it was stated in the terms and conditions that a subscription came along with that product, ma'am.
I don't want no subscription. I don't want the product. I don't even know what the product is.
So you entered into a contest to win a KitchenAid mixer.
I didn't enter. I don't need a mixer. I don't even cook.
Okay. So I can go ahead and get the account fully refunded. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else?
And how much is going to be put back in the account?
$56.95.
Thank you. And that's going to be 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so today's the 7th, so it should be in there by 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, by the 10th.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you? Yes, ma'am.
No, you've been wonderful. I appreciate it. I just want to make sure that money goes back in there. That's my rent money. Why would I do that? I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else?
No, I'm going to be late on my rent.
Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, I just want to make sure that it's on there on the 10th.
Okay, so it's up to your bank how long it takes them to process the charges. But I processed
Excuse your me?
It's up to your bank how long it takes them to put the charges back into your account. But I did process your refund as of today.
As of today. All right, dear. Thank you so much, hon.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Is there a number, just in case it's not in there on the 10th, that is there a routing number? Is there something that, if I do have to call back, is there the account?
Yes, I notated it for you, so they'll know that you had a full refund.
Okay, love. All right, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You're welcome.